Welcome to Shengxia Journey. I'm Albert, and today's story takes us to the bustling South Gate of Chaoge, where Jiang Xia has set up a modest fortune-telling stall. But what begins as a simple business venture will soon expose dangerous supernatural forces at work in the Shang Dynasty. Picture, if you will, a small shop with calligraphy scrolls hanging on either side. On the left, speaking only of profound mysteries. On the right, never uttering a false word, inside sits our hero Jiang Xia, seemingly dozing at his desk, about to encounter his first real customer. Now, friends, our first customer isn't just any woodcutter, he's Lu Gan, a man known for his fierce temper. When he sees Jiang's boastful claim about having heaven and earth in his sleeves, sun and moon in his bottle, he demands an explanation. What follows is Jiang Xia's first demonstration of genuine prophetic power. Listen to how precise Jiang's prophecy is. He tells Liu Gan to walk south until he meets an old man under a willow tree who will buy his firewood for 120 coins and treat him to 4 pastries and 2 bowls of wine. Every detail comes true exactly as predicted. This is no mere fortune teller's trick. Word spreads like wildfire through Chaoge. Soon Jiang's reputation grows so great that Liu Gan starts forcibly dragging reluctant customers to have their fortunes told. When one government courier tries to refuse, Liu threatens to jump in the river with him. That's how convinced he is of Jiang's powers. But our story takes a darker turn when a female figure appears at dusk. In reality, the Jade Lute spirit who's been secretly preying on Palace Maiden. She's heard of this fortune teller and decides to test his abilities. Big mistake. The moment she extends her hand for a reading, Jiang Xia seizes her wrist in an iron grip, using his spiritual power to trap her true form. The crowd, seeing only what appears to be an old man manhandling a widow, erupts in protest. This is masterful storytelling, showing how supernatural battles often hide behind seemingly ordinary conflicts. When Prime Minister Bi Gan arrives to investigate the commotion, we get a classic scene of justice misled by appearances. The crowd accuses Jiang Xia of harassment while he stubbornly refuses to release the woman's wrist, knowing the spirit will escape if he does. The tension reaches its peak at the palace, where Da Ji, herself a fox spirit, recognizes her fellow infiltrator's predicament. When Jiang Xia suggests burning the body to reveal its true form, Da Ji can't directly object without raising suspicion. The final revelation comes through fire. Hours of ordinary flames leave the body unscathed, proving it's no human form. This is a masterful example of how Chinese mythology often has supernatural beings reveal themselves through their resistance to natural forces. Looking ahead to our next episode, we'll see how this public exposure of one supernatural infiltrator creates ripples through the Shang court, particularly for Da Ji. When one spirit is revealed, others must become more cautious. For those unfamiliar with Chinese court titles, Prime Minister Bi Gan was King Zhou's uncle and one of the last honest officials in his government. His intervention here represents how the old order still tried to maintain justice, even as supernatural forces corrupted the court. The crowd's reaction tells us something important about the times. They instinctively side with apparent human vulnerability against mysterious spiritual power. This reflects the growing disconnect between heavenly authority and earthly governance during the late Shang period. For historical context, the Southgate Market where these events take place would have been one of the busiest areas of Chaoge, making this very public demonstration of supernatural forces particularly significant. You know, friends, what makes this story special is how it weaves together the mundane and the magical. One moment, we're watching a simple fortune-telling business. The next, we're witnessing a battle between divine power and dark forces right in the middle of a crowded market. And that's our tale for today, from a humble fortune teller's stall to a supernatural showdown at the palace. Remember, in ancient China, the line between ordinary business and extraordinary events could blur in the blink of an eye or the grasp of a wrist.